Joystick, the joystick show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start. Welcome, gamers, to our twisted reality, and his belly laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
Joystick, the joystick show.
All right, we're recording, right? This is show 138A. We are the Joystick Show. We're coming at you. Right? Mm-hmm. We're just beat down. We're having a good time here. Really not doing a lot of gaming, but we are talking video games. And just off mic before we started, is like, what are we playing? Is there anything that's new and exciting? And of course, we have some news on that, too, we want to talk about. As far as the industry of video games in general, if you're first time checking out the show, we are the Joystick Show. We go by our gamer tags, and I am Bogue Spear.
I'm Think12.
Think12 of my son, and we are a generational father and son combo talking video games and trying to, traverse and navigate through this crazy world that is the gaming front. So to get started, if they want to be a part of the show, how do they join us?
You can contact us at joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow.com, joystickshow@gmail.com, or Discord at joystickshow.
I guess it's always important just to say it, right? Just be out there. You never know. So let's talk. Of course, before we do, we got our segment sponsor. It is that time of year as the snow is outside building up on the sills, the window sills, right? You got this little background, just picture at the background music of Xmas and the winter wonderland, right? Hot Otter Milk Cocoa. Delivered to your door this holiday season, make yourself a warm cup of hot otter milk. It's cocoa, a texture like no other, and good to the last drop. Or order your pack of platypus sausage rolls and recycled crackers from the dust of spawned tortoise shells. Along with it, make it the perfect Xmas gift for that exotic loved one in your life. Go to Hot Otter Milk Cocoa today and use promo code, what is it, code? Code Joy to the World for 20% off. Delicious. You're a cocoa fan, right?
Yeah.
Would you drink that?
Yep.
Yeah, of course you would. Why? They're a sponsor.
Sponsor, yeah.
Exactly. You got to. I don't know about the tortoiseshell dust, but we'll give it a shot. Mm. What the heck? All right. Let's talk on the gaming front where we talk about what we're playing, what's happening, what's exciting us, and what's not. So where are you at? What's going on?
I haven't been playing anything, different, I don't think. I've heard a lot of good things about a game that I might pick up called Lethal Company. I've had a few people tell me it's really good. It's just like a horror game, kind of like what I used to play with Phasmophobia or something like that.
Yeah.
You just get together with your friends and you kind of just solve, tasks in a horror environment.
Right.
Now,
is that like the game, what was that one with the flashlight? You walked into the house and have to...
That was Phasmophobia.
That was cool.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise I'm not playing really anything except the past few weeks... Fortnite did a thing where they brought back all, like, they reverted the game back to 2017 when it first came out, which is when everyone was playing it.
Yeah.
And so...
You mean where they had the big crater map and everything?
Yeah. Basically just the same map as what it used to be. And so everybody came back to that game. A ton of people were playing it, and so I got to play that a little bit. And just as of yesterday, they reverted it, or they moved on to the next season. So they got rid of all the old stuff. They brought it back to what it was.
Yeah.
And it's just not good. It's just not fun.
They just try to get everybody back in and just keep playing it now.
It's not fun.
Well, I don't know. I played with Bogalicious the other night. There's a mod that's called, what was it, South Park? Mod?
Yeah.
Have you played it?
No. I mean, all that stuff is, like, there is some fun things you can do, like 1v1ing against your friends and things like that.
Right.
But the actual core game itself is not as cool.
Well, this was cool because it was kind of like an arena in the middle of it, and you could get, it gave you every possible like weapon, including like you could like fly broomsticks and shoot, and you could do some crazy.
You can do a lot like, of big, crazy cool stuff sword in the game now
and everything, right? But that was kind of cool. I like that mod. I mean, I was actually interested in that, playing that for a little bit, which is rare.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it gets old.
Yeah, well, old isn't like I played once. Maybe that's it or twice. Yeah. But okay,
but that's pretty much it.
That's all you got going on.
Yep.
Well, for me, I was still working some Baldur Gate, playing that. Matter of fact, I'll be jumping on that probably tonight or tomorrow again. Making our way in a very, very vast game that has been crazy. Of course, I haven't had a lot of time working on it because I'm trying to work on that prototype for the board game and get that ready to go. I got less than a year now to get this thing done and out. So we'll see how that actually less than what, 10 months. Actually, oh my gosh. Anyways, I did, but I will say when I was playing, I did watch some videos, and it was all video game related on design since I'm doing board game designing. I said, let's take a look at video games. There's a couple of indie companies that want, you know, to teach you how to do games and that type of stuff. But I was just curious as to how it correlated. And the cool thing is I watched this entire thing on, first of all, the Snap, the guy who made Snap. Did you watch that video? I sent it to you.
I didn't.
Oh my gosh, you gotta watch that video. It is so cool.
It's like just an interview with
With the designer and the creator.
Yeah.
On it.
I've seen a few of those. I don't think I saw the one that you
It was did. Actually interesting. I don't think you'd be bored of it if you watched. Because he talks about how like the game evolved and what it looked like originally. He had to get screenshots.
Oh, maybe I did see that. Was it a while ago did it come out?
No, it was at the gaming something convention, the game designer convention. I thought it was this year.
Oh, convention? Okay. Well, I saw a different thing of him explaining it, but
He might have used that PowerPoint somewhere else too. But it was really cool listening to him talk about you know, like what makes the game exciting. I mean, still playing it now. You know, I just played it before we started this episode, and that's a rarity, right? A game less than that long.
Yeah.
Though I will say, I mean, I'm looking for some kind. I mean, it seems like I just keep grinding to 80, and that's it. And then grinding to 80, and that's it. You know.
Yeah, I agree. I think the fun part of it is just collecting cards and everything, but once you collect all of the main ones and the only ones left to get are the ones that you need to get out of the caches, which are only once a week, or the tokens, which take forever now.
Yeah.
It just, the fun part about, a big part of what made the game fun is now kind of gone for the most part until you get enough tokens to collect those cards. And then it's fun again for like a week, and then it kind of goes back into the
grind again.
So I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I mean, I think I just have like certain cards that I love, Eliath, and I love a couple that you just love playing. You know.
Yeah.
When it comes out, but so yeah, so that was Snap. Oh, and the other one I was watching was have you ever played Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah.
Did you?
A few times.
Have you? Have you bought the mobile version or the?
Yeah, the mobile. I never played really a lot of the Xbox. Like, what do they call it? Garden Warfare.
Yeah.
I never really played those.
Well, he was talking more about the mobile app, I think, too. Well, not necessarily, but the point being is that he was talking about how he designed it, created, and how he's got. And the name of it was how I got my mother to play Plants vs. Zombies, because she's like, I guess he's Asian descent, and she never played an ounce of video games, and all of a sudden now he's got her playing it, and she solved it or something.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he made it like addicting enough and stuff like that for his mom. So it was kind of cool, but I never really played the game. I didn't know if it was good or not to jump into. It looked like kind of an 8-bit game, though, right? It's not very,
Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah.
It depends. There's a ton of different versions.
Oh, there is now? Yeah. He's making his money on it. So, yeah. So, a lot of different things happening out there playing, trying to keep active in it. But let's go. There's actually more conversation in the news. Let's jump to the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! All right. So, in the news, first of all, did you see the big... I guess news, not to bury the lead, is Grand Theft Auto 6 came out with their trailer. Did you see it?
Their trailer isn't out.
Yeah, it is. The trailer's out.
No, the they announced that they're going to release the trailer.
No, it just came out. Like, you haven't seen it? Like this today.
Today's the 4th or the 5th?
Today's the 4th.
It's supposed to come out tomorrow, the 5th.
I just saw it online.
Okay.
And it said it was for releasing for the 2025th. Or 2025.
Really?
And watching it, and I can pull it up. If you want to pull it up, take a look at it.
You can do it after.
Yeah. Is the the truth of the matter is, I'm watching the whole thing thinking, you know, this is kind of cool, and it's really realistic now. Mm-hmm. But because it's realistic, I didn't realize how shitty of a society we are. I mean, when you look at all the things that make it entertaining and fun, mm-hmm. is nothing but just, I mean, it's an old person's point of view now, right? That's why mm-hmm. we're talking generational differences, maybe. It's just all, like, you know, gang crime and, like, mm-hmm. you know, partying and, like, mm-hmm. in the mud streets and, like, I don't know, some crazy, crazy stuff. Certainly not my... not my world that mm-hmm. I'm aware of. But maybe to jump into it would be fun again to do it. But it was pretty intense, though, as far as some of the stuff you could do. Yeah. So, I don't know. So you just know about it, but you didn't see the trailer?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Without seeing the trailer yet, I don't know how... I just have a bad feeling about that game. I think they're going to focus too much on making it next-gen, new good graphics, than they are going to make it an actual good game, which...
Yeah.
Which 5... was a really good game, so
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't have any really hopes for it at all. Plus, I didn't really like GTA 5 that much.
Yeah.
I didn't get into it.
Yeah, I played a little bit. I mean, I think I played about, a couple weeks of that, which is a long time for me to play mm-hmm. on 5. So, but yeah, so 6th trailer, check it out. It's dropped. And also, the other thing is I saw the trailer for Star Wars Outlaws. Did mm-hmm. you see that? Now, we talked about it once, I think, a while back, but when they first
I saw a trailer a while ago. Did they release a new one?
No, I don't know. If it's the same thing with the little animal that it runs underneath the table. They're playing poker at the beginning. She's playing poker. I guess the lead character is a female.
Yeah,
it's that kinda game like looks
terrible.
Yeah?
Just because the way that they have it set up where it's like space travel is... it's kind of like a Starfield, basically, but really? Star Wars themed is what it looks like. Starfield, Star Wars themed, but less freedom.
Really,
it looks like.
So. Well, that's interesting because I was, watching it, going, okay. To me, I thought, well, maybe this is another Jedi game, just minus the Jedi mm-hmm. stuff. You know what I mean? And you go through the whole campaign as a smuggler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a Jedi. And I know you love the Jedi game, so maybe it was something you'd like. But I don't know.
The Jedi games are fun. Jedi Survivor and Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah,
those are fun, but that's because they focus on story and everything. Outlaws looks like it's just gonna focus on, you know, open world.
Oh, really? See, I thought it was a story too, but maybe not.
It's a little bit of both, I think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anything Star Wars? I mean, it looks like it's kind of set in the time period of the old school stuff, which mm-hmm. I like. I'm just kind of tired of all the lore, the new lore and stuff that's out and about. I mean, I think we're just getting inundated by it because mm-hmm. it's only stuff that actually sells. So we went overboard with that, Marvel, yeah. and all the other stuff too. So it might be shifting back a little bit. But speaking of that, as far as the news, and we talked about, you know, what's excited us this year. Not a ton, right, across the board. We've been pretty busy and active with stuff to ourselves. Well, they came out and they showed that 2022-23 was a down year for gaming sales. Right?
Really?
And oh, yeah. And, you know, I kind of look at it and say, duh. I mean, you know, versus what? 2021?
Yeah.
Right? That was pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought this was a good year as far as, especially the beginning of the year.
Yeah. No, sales overall were down. And they said that, you know, I was like, duh. I mean, they're trying to compare. Of course, they all ramped up, right, mm-hmm. in 2021 with new designers, developers, because they're, you know, the demand was huge. For it, mm-hmm. and then now they're. I think EA like laid off 800 people. I mean, there's like a lot of mm-hmm. Downsizing on that, shifting too. So I don't know how that's gonna happen. But I mean, what was 2023? What was the best of 2023? You think what was it that kept the industry going? I mean, Starfield is supposed to be, but I don't think it's had a huge response or huge fanfare.
I don't know. I just remember the early months being really good, like March. April and everything.
Yeah. Dying Light or
no?
When was it came out?
Tears of the Kingdom came out. What else came out? I know there was like
when was Zelda?
There were only two games. Oh, Spider-Man 2 came out, but I just haven't played it yet.
Right.
Spider-Man 2, Tears of the Kingdom, and Jedi Survivor alone make this a good year.
Yeah.
But I just can't think of anything else. But yeah, I thought it was a good year. But I mean,
well, I don't know. You seem to be, I guess, sales wise, you're a minority. But maybe then.
Oh yeah, sales wise, probably not great. But I'm just saying, as far as what games came out.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. So, as we start looking in the future, what we can expect from 2022, some of the highest anticipated games that are coming out, right, for that. One is, what do we have here? It's, so we got Destiny 2.
Oh. Is that like another DLC then?
Yeah, it says teaser trailer. Looks like it's Destiny 2, The Final Shape is coming out. It looks like it's for the better part of the decade, wondering what the heck is going on with the Traveler. I guess this is like some kind of story finale or something, The Final Shape.
Okay.
So I guess they're going to dive into it a little bit there as well. So that's one thing that's due out next year. What else?
This is next year, you're saying?
Yeah, 2024 releases. I don't know, Earth Defense Force? Have you heard anything about that?
Nope.
Let's see, Final Fantasy, what is this, 830? No. Seven? Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is supposed to be out in the end of February. Now, it's for the PS5 only, though, or at least by the looks of it. Of course, I know Final Fantasy was always a PC-based game, but I thought it came out for both platforms for a while, right? Well, according to this, it's got it on his, for PS5. That's due out as well. What else?
Hades 2.
Yeah.
Hades 2, I know a lot of people. That's a roguelike. I played the first one. First one was really fun.
In 2020?
First one was really fun. It felt kind of lacking in things to do, but it's also made by a very small company, I think. So it was really fun for what it was.
It's got some good artwork, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I like that. Homeworld 3 War Games. Oh, that's a co-op game. That looks pretty good. I wonder what that's about. Looks like there's got a lot of different...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oops.
The other way with it.
But... Why is it like that?
So, yeah, I don't know. That I like co-op games, so that looks pretty good. But I've never played Homeworld 1 or 2, so for 3 to come out, and that's supposed to be anticipated, I guess they must have a decent clientele on it.
Yeah, like I don't know. Dragon. Seems like there's not a lot if they're
talking about those right
now. Little Nightmares 3, the second game got a lot of traction, but I think that was just because... it came out in like 2020, so right. Everyone was on, like you're saying. Paper Mario,
is that, what is that? Is that just a different series of Mario?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. They have Persona 3 Reload coming out. Again, don't know much about that. I mean, where's the real heavy game? Prince of Persia.
Persona's got its heavy fan base.
So yeah. I mean, it looks like there's a lot of heavy fan base games coming out, but just not like mass market games. Now, the Prince of Persia, that I remember something about that. There's a different version of that. That's out January. Princess Peach Showtime. I don't know. Replaced. It's an Xbox game that they announced was coming out. That was what is this called? What's an FA looking pixel art style cyberpunk game? No, no, nothing about it.
An AF?
Yeah. What is AF? I don't even know. Hellblade 2? None of these. Shadow of the Ninja? Oh my god. Skate Story? This is just getting worse. Skull and Bones. What is that?
Skull and Bones is a game. It's a pirate game that's like supposed to be like Sea of Thieves, but realistic, sort of.
Really?
Because the only issue is you can't leave your ship.
Wait, what?
It's not like a Sea of Thieves in the sense that you can get off the ship and go on islands and everything. It's more of like a just mainly ship battle.
Right.
And it looks cool. But I think cool. I think Sea of Thieves is the best pirate game to ever come out, and I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Really? You think so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have to go back and play that because, I don't know, I found it to be... I don't know if I like the cartoony feel of it as much.
Yeah.
Where this one looks like it's a little more realistic.
That's fair. But I think the cartoony works because, one, it allows the game to be less, I guess, consuming on graphics. On what your computer needs to be.
Yeah, true, valid.
And it makes everything more simple because you don't want it doesn't take away from how much you can do. It has everything that you'd want if you wanted to like play a pirate game. Like,
right.
Like you can like there's stories. Dive in the water too. There's stories that are like super cool, like hidden caves, like
really
like walls moving out of the way if you put such like a tomb into a stone or something. It's it's really cool story. It's really cool PvP. It's competitive PvP if you're one of those people. If you're not one of those people, it has, like I said, the story for you.
Yeah.
The only issue with it is that it's all your money just goes to cosmetics, which isn't even an issue. It's just it
like what, fixing up your ship or your uniform?
It lacks a sort of progression other than cosmetics, I guess. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should go back to that. I know Opacurity keeps saying, we got to go back and play that game. But Stalker 2 is coming out. What is it? Heart of Chernobyl? Dang. I don't know what that is. That looks pretty cool. But Stalker, I know that was a pretty decent game when it hit the scene back in the day. Dark Force Remastered. So they're actually bringing back now old games and just remastering it. Now, this was a great game, I do have to admit. If they actually they make the graphics look better, because I played this back in the day. Matter of fact, when this show was going on back in the early 2000s, this was a big game that was out. And I'm just curious to see if they actually show you any game. So there's must be the original right there. So we're just looking at it and seeing, like, you know, it was, I can't say it was pixelated, but it certainly wasn't a, crazy good graphics game. And now, so they're just kind of updating the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. If you like that game. And I enjoyed that game, actually. It was a really good game at the time. And I just remember that was one of the early times when, like, shooting the gun really felt good. You know what I mean? Like, they had all these different kind of guns, and it just felt good when you shot, so it's kind of nostalgic for sure. So might be worth checking out, especially if it's on Game Pass or something as well. What else? Oh, of course, we got the world premiere of Outlaws that we just talked about, right? Coming out. I guess that would be the big game. Mass market game.
Yeah.
What else?
Suicide
Squad? No. I don't know. That might not be bad.
We'll just have to see. I don't know. I've seen some things on it that seem really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. I have a feeling it's just going to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy game that came out a bit ago.
Right.
It was cool, but it didn't catch my attention. It wasn't that fun. I played it for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, as the graphics look cool as heck, for sure. But cool. That looks DC World. We got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out. Tekken 8. It's number 8, so it's got to be doing pretty well if it's on its number 8 version of it. Vampire Bloodlines. That's actually Bloodlines 2. It's already had one out as well. So I don't know. There's some stuff. But I mean, if you think about it, as far as mask games, I don't think we didn't see much at all outside of the Outlaws.
Yeah.
Really, everything else is kind of like, you know, community or tribal games, you know? Bunch of people playing collectively, so I don't know, maybe they're digging into what the communities that they, you know, they have versus trying to go out and get new ones.
Yeah,
because people are spending less time, they're saying, out there, you know. A lot of other options to do too, so I don't know, pretty interesting stuff. All right, I think anything else? I think that's it, right, for the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
Okay, so interesting enough, when we talk about the riff, I don't know, is the Riff Rap. Is the Meta 3 in for Christmas or no? What are we doing on that? Do we have to ask Santa? I know we got to write our list, our naughty and nice list. What do you think we should? Should we ask for that or no?
Meta 3. I don't know. I haven't been hearing much about it.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of people say that. I mean, mainly the only like VR things that have been going around are the advances on like crazy technology for it, like stuff that's not marketed to outside yet, like the treadmills or suits or whatever it is.
Oh, right. But, right.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that one to happen. Like, so I'm turning this room into one of those treadmill rooms. That's what I need to be doing to work out, quite frankly. You know, get on one of those and play. I do that every night. That'd be cool. But, I did notice with the Meta 3, there was one of the coolest things. I know, did you see the video where they shot, it was, what is his name, Lex Fridman, right? He interviewed Zuckerberg, and they did it remotely, but they did it with Meta 3s.
Yeah.
And they scanned their faces and did something or whatever, and it literally, he said, the whole time, he was just blown away how he felt like he was right there talking to him.
Yeah.
Did you see the video or not?
I didn't watch all of it, but I saw like clips
of it. Like, yeah, it was pretty crazy. I watched the whole interview.
Yeah,
and it was cool to watch. I mean, that is amazing when you can look around. You think, you know, his facial recognition, everything was like to the T on it. So, and that was with using Meta 3's technology.
Yeah,
so that was kind of cool as well. So, yeah, I don't know. There wasn't much out there I seen. I don't know if it's worth picking up or not on it, but. That's what's happening on the Rift.
Deal of the week.
All right, deal of the week. Did you? I didn't see much that was out there. I do know that. I mean, given maybe the sales are being sold, are being lower this year. First of all, you have no problem getting a hold of a console now, right? Mm-hmm. I remember what my ex took how long to get. My Xbox?
7 months.
Right? After Christmas?
Six months. Yeah.
I think they're overstocked, so I'm betting you might get some good deals here in the next coming week or so. I know we talked about a few of them. But
yeah, all the Black Friday deals that came and went were about $50 off.
Right. Which we said we thought they were going to be. So I looked at it. So not great deals, but not bad.
Right.
Right. On it as well. I don't know. Are you still thinking on the PS5 or no? With the game?
What do you mean? Like the price?
Yeah.
Or the...
Yeah. To get the game.
What?
Are you thinking about getting a PlayStation? Just for that game?
The...
I know you're thinking about last show.
Yeah, me and a buddy of mine were thinking, like, we both want one just for Spider-Man 2, which is the same thing that I wanted a 4 for... 5 years ago when Spider-Man 1 came out.
Yeah, because you haven't bought a game since.
Oh, yeah. No, I bought God of War on it because that was a PS4 exclusive.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I played the other Spider-Man, the Miles Morales game that came out on it.
But that's it. Two games for the whole console.
And I played like a few others that were on it. But
yeah,
pretty much. So, oh, and the Uncharted's I tried, but I want to play those, which are...
You think they're going
to... Actually, those are on PC now. But, yeah. And actually, so is God of War, and so is Spider-Man, but only the first one.
Yeah. But that didn't come out right away, though.
Yeah, it'll be like 2 years after. Yeah. But, so like we were thinking, oh, I'll sell my 4 to get the 5 for cheaper. But, I mean, the 5, like, if you're comparing the PS to the Xbox right now, it's like, you kind of, it's just whatever you want to play, basically.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it seems like a hard one to drop. It's like even if you bought the one that's just downloadable, right, online, it's still what, $325?
It's more than that. Just downloadable is $50 off.
Right, off of what? $399, right?
$500.
Oh, so it's $450?
So I don't actually know for sure.
I think it's cheaper than that. I think it's like
three something. The main one, $500.
Yeah.
Main one, no disc. Main one, no disc, $450, and then slim,
right,
is maybe like $400, or the slim is the no disc. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know much about it, but
yeah.
So,
well, we gotta figure that out. Coming soon for sure. All right, so that's it. And then lastly, new releases. We just pretty much talked about it coming out, right? We just went through 04 prediction. On all this, the anticipated games, obviously, Outlaws when it hits, and that'll be the big expectation new releases. But I don't see a lot of anything else that's rip roaring that's to be looked for. But so I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's like what outside of the Spider-Man game, like there isn't nothing right now anticipated that's going to make you go, oh my god, I got to go get that
Well, for Christmas, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, what's the game everybody needs for Christmas? I don't know if there is.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird. I used to have, there's always seems to be like one game, you know? Even if it sucks.
Recently,
when it first
it's been
out.
Like kids becoming old enough and wanting PCs.
Right.
And that's almost every year thing because they're
sure.
so
right.
either you're upgrading well, or you just haven't had one.
Have you ever seen how new PC laptops, how crazy good mm-hmm. they are?
Laptops O'Pecular, are good.
Yeah, O'Pecular just bought a gaming laptop for $2,500
mm-hmm.
and it's crushing it.
Really good.
Yeah, really good for that price. So portable and everything too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. To me, that seems like the thing to buy, especially if you're.
It all depends. I mean, if you don't travel at all.
Yeah, if you don't, maybe not. But even with traveling, I can't. It's hard for me to like play Tabletop Simulator on it and do different stuff on my Apple. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? So I don't know. So look for maybe a good PC laptop for sure. And get your Steam on. Now that everything's out, like you just said, everything's on Steam now, pretty much. Right? They released. All the good games?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, because all the Microsoft exclusives are on PC already, and they realize that they can get PS can get a lot of sales if they go to PC, so it's
right.
Most of it's on.
Yeah, and then they feel like they're not crossing streams, right? People that play the console
are
not going to do it, so cool. All right, that's the show. Is there anything else? I think we covered it. We appreciate you guys listening. Like I said, we'll try to keep you updated on what's happening. Our take on it as well. If you want to be a part of the show and give us your take, please, how do they do that?
You can get a hold of us at joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow.com, joystickshow@gmail.com, and at joystickspaceshow.
Very cool. All right, that's it. Until next time, my son, game on.
Joystick, the Joystick Show.